15 years ago tomorrow, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone first hit bookshelves in London.
It's the best book in the world. The best author in the world.
Joanne Rowling was paid an advance of less than $4,000, and the publishers printed only 500 copies on the first run. 300 of them went to libraries. 10 years later, one of those first editions sold at auction for more than $33,000. That's more than 8 times the amount of Rowling's advance.
Wicked.
The book landed on American shores a year later with a new title, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Thousands of children rushed to the bookstore to read about the boy with the unruly hair and the distinctive scar who lives under the stairs until he's plucked away to a secretive school of magic. At this point, most people have either read the books or seen the movie, so I don't need to recap the plot. And the characters are pretty familiar to all of us. Stern Professor McGonagall, the resourceful Hermione, stuttering, stammering Professor Quirrell, and of course, the bemused headmaster gazing over the top of his half-moon spectacles.
Harry, do you know why Professor Quirrell couldn't bear to have you touch him? It was because of your mother. She sacrificed herself for you. And that kind of act leaves a mark.
What is it?
Love, Harry. Love.
The story of the book's author also seemed like a bit of a fairy tale. A single mother on welfare bangs out a book for young readers on an old manual typewriter, and just 5 years later, she's a multimillionaire. J.K. Rowling is now one of the richest self-made women in the world, worth more in pounds sterling than her monarch.
I am really proud. You know, all writers are very insecure, but some of the things that the, well, I'm going to call them kids, they're not really kids, they're young adults, say about growing up with Harry Potter is incredibly moving.
But I don't begrudge her a single cent. My son was born the year that Harry Potter first arrived in the States, and Joe Rowling may well be responsible for his obsession with books. He devours them like candy on Halloween, and he's barely put down one novel before he's picked up another. Is J.K. Rowling the driving force behind his passion? Of course not, he is. But was her book the impetus? Possibly.
Great books, they just keep you reading, they're so exciting.
You're just waiting for the next book, you just have to read it. You're just waiting and waiting and waiting, and finally it's coming.
Before Rowling, no other author had captured the imaginations of our children since Roald Dahl and his Chocolate Factory. She found the right hero, a young man who feels insignificant and awkward like so many children do, and she made the ultimate elementary school dream come true. The discovery that inside he's special, unique, with fantastic powers and a mysterious past, an escape from an unhappy place to a castle where the food is delicious and abundant and there's no washing up after dinner. What child, faced with the many terrors of everyday life, doesn't wish he or she somehow had magic skills to fight the darkness and vanquish evil? Harry and his friends aren't powerless, like average kids. They don't need to run to their parents for help when trouble looms.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a what?
A wizard, and a thumping good one, I'd wager, once you trade up a little.
Our copy of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone is pretty beat up now. I read it to my son 4 or 5 times before he got into kindergarten and started reading it on his own. And every time a new book in the series was due, we were in line at Borders at midnight, waiting for our reserved copy. During his most formative years, my son believed that a new book could be as exciting as a new video game, that a novel was just as thrilling as a 3D movie, and that good writing was as valuable as good food. So happy birthday, Harry Potter, and best wishes to J.K. Rowling. My son loves to read, and it may well be thanks to the boy who lived. If you love Harry Potter, you can head over to our website, test your knowledge of Harry Potter trivia with our quiz. That's thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.